This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Whether you're trying to launch a bunch of internet-beaming near-orbit satellites or a staging station for asteroid mining, there are complications right now if you're a company trying to get into space. I'm not talking about thermodynamics. I'm talking about congestion. Turns out it's getting kind of crowded up there, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Former NASA scientist Donald Kessler says a lot of our infrastructure is moving to space.
Communication satellites, GPS, our TV. We're talking about the region of space that's only about 600 or 700 miles above us. That's where most things go, and that's the most crowded region.
And sometimes, on rare occasions, they crash. In 2009, Russian and American satellites ran smack into each other.
They came together roughly like two cars in the intersection, but traveling 17,000 miles per hour each. And that's typical of what we should expect in the future to happen at an increasing rate.
Kessler's been warning about this issue since the late 70s, so much that the problem is called the Kessler syndrome.
We're at what we've called a critical density, where there are enough large objects in space that they will collide with one another and create small debris faster than it can be removed.
Something like a loose fleck of paint moving at these speeds can hit with the force of a grenade. Kessler got pulled out of retirement to start working on the issue again, but he doesn't say "I told you so" at space conferences.
I don't have to.
And the government is worried, too.
Because a bad day in space for one owner is a bad day for everybody.
Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Scott Putnam.
From a standpoint of a collision that creates a debris cloud, that could create hazard for other users, including Department of Defense.
Putnam runs the Air Force program that monitors roughly 23,000 objects in orbit that are about the size of a softball or larger. NASA spends almost $7 million a year tracking space junk.
The way we do warfare now depends on outer space and the functions that we can perform through outer space.
Functions like communications, navigation, and weapons guidance. You know, pretty much everything. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.